Brilliance Audio.
Dreaming of Flight by Katherine Ryan Hyde. Performed by Janet Metzger and Michael Crouch. Part 1. Late Spring, Early Summer. Chapter 1. Like the Mouse. Stewie. Stewie rolled his shoulders and pulled the collar of his shirt away from his sweaty neck. It bothered him when it clung there. He had never gone down to that last house before, because he hadn't needed to. He had always sold out his wagon full of eggs without needing to walk so far. There was a good quarter of a mile gap along the banks of the lake, an undeveloped spot with no houses. It was after 6, but still quite hot in an unseasonably summer-like spring. 4 of his regular customers had not been home, or had not answered their doors. If his sister Stacy had been there, she would have encouraged him to pack it up. She would have told him to put the leftover cartons in their fridge and try again the following day. But they wouldn't be as fresh the next day. Stewie prided himself on the freshness of his eggs. It was what set them apart, what made them more than worth what he charged for them. Maybe his customers didn't notice the difference. Maybe they didn't care. But Stewie cared. In fact, he was unable to stop caring. He sighed slightly and trudged off in the direction of the last house. It was located at the narrowest part of the lake, the shallows. The view from the deck was more mud and less water. The gray 2-story house looked to be in poor repair and needed a good coat of paint. But it was clear that someone lived there. Stewie could see lights on in the windows. It didn't seem feasible to haul his little red radio flyer wagon up the concrete steps, so he left it at their base. He carried with him 1 carton of eggs, cradled in his arms like a baby or something else of great value. He rapped on the door. Immediately he heard a shuffling of feet, and the door swung wide. In the open doorway stood a woman a little older than Stewie's much older sister. She had dirty blonde hair and looked tired. Her face gave Stewie the impression that all of life was simply too much for her. Hiding behind her legs was a shy little girl of about 5 or 6. "Fresh eggs, ma'am?" "I don't need any eggs," she said, as if it was a thing he shouldn't have required her to say. "I get my eggs at the market like everybody else." "Oh, but these are much better than what you get at the market. They're fresh. I gathered them myself just this morning. That's a big part of what makes them better. The ones at the market, if you knew how old they were, why, you'd never want to buy them again." "It doesn't matter how good yours are," she said, swiping a stray lock of hair off her sweaty forehead as if in frustration. "What matters is that I already bought the ones I have, and so I don't need any more." Stewie opened his mouth to thank her anyway, but he never got the chance. A big voice bellowed out from the living room behind the woman and child. An older woman's voice. "I might want some eggs," the voice said. "Did you ever stop to think about that?" Stewie looked past the woman and girl, but saw no one. Then the 2 people in front of him retreated, and an older woman filled the open doorway, filled his field of view. For a moment, Stewie got a little tingle of recognition down his spine, as though he were seeing a familiar person. But in the very back of his mind, he knew which familiar person he felt he might be seeing. And it was someone it would have been plainly impossible for Stewie to see. She was a small woman, and stooped. She had that curved upper spine his grandmother had used to have. Something about the size and shape of her struck him as deeply familiar. But then he looked closely at her face, and it was not his grandmother. Of course.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?